This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Maddie Soto, 13-year-old girl, Stefan Stearns took her life. Why? Well, that's a good question. Was it because she was about to expose him? She was about to expose others involved in the sexual abuse that he was subjecting her to for all of that time. She's telling her friends, I want to go live in the woods after my 13th birthday. And wouldn't you know, right on her 13th birthday, or the day after, or within 24 hours of blowing out those candles, she lost her life. Who is all responsible here beyond Stefan Stearns? Mother, Jen Soto, being looked at very closely. No arrest made as of our recording yet. But what does she know and how does she know it? What was she involved in any of this? Was she complicit? She completely oblivious that these things were going on in their very small apartment for many, many years? What's happening here? Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. This is an interesting one and one where you have to start wondering, how far out do the tentacles of this man's evil behavior truly go?
They're going to go far.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching the presser the other day on this, and the chief said she was perfect at what she said, is everyone that's been involved or knew Soto is considered part of it unless proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost kind of reverse, you know, guilty until proven innocent in this case, because of the proximity, the circle of people around that precious little girl that evil surrounded. And I'm telling you, they are going to bring down, I think, a massive network of child abuse that it's like you said, long tendrils on this one. It is. And I think that's why there's no other charges yet. Because I think as you're kind of sending out these tendrils, as you said, you need people to cooperate, and they're negotiating the type of cooperation with levels of charges that are going to be leveled against them, because you want to get at the core of where this evilness is happening, as well as many tendrils as you possibly can. Because as we said last time, if you have a serial pedophile or serial child trafficker, it can affect one person. One person can affect anywhere between 6 and 400 children. And if you take down 2, 4, 10, a network, we're talking about potentially thousands of children being emancipated from this kind of lifestyle. So they're going to do, I saw the presser again, I got a lot of trust and confidence in what she's doing and what she's allowing her investigators to do and bringing in other resources, because this can be a huge win against these horrendous, horrible people.
I mean, this sort of stuff, how often does it happen in a vacuum where it's just him, he's collecting these photos by himself and it's just for his own demented.
Never.
No.
I've never seen it in a vacuum.
No. So the fact that he has all these photos on his device, or attempted to delete them, and had the accidental factory reset the day that they arrested him, is it likely that unfortunately and grotesquely he'd been sharing this stuff with other people?
Guaranteed.
And
very rarely do I use, like, extreme language. I guarantee it. I guarantee that's not the only device he's had it on. I guarantee this isn't the first time he's done it in his life, because the data does not support. Remember, we talk about behavior arcs, Tony.
Yeah.
This is not a blip in this guy's behavior arc. This is a lifespan. And I guarantee you, we go back to his early upbringing and childhood, the probability of him being abused and exposed to this behavior is extremely high. Yeah. He learned these things early on, and it propagates, and it's an infection that you just can't eradicate.
And right, I mean, it's very natural for everybody to be like, great, arrest, get him, and they got him. He's not going anywhere, not been charged with murder yet. And then she's still out there. She's mom. Jen Soto is still out there. We saw some of her interviews early on. I think a lot of people are screaming, why hasn't she been arrested yet? there's probably a reason to it. There's probably some strategy going on here as to why she's not behind bars as of yet and innocent, not been charged with anything. Why do you think that is? What do you think is going on here behind the scenes in this investigation?
I think they're talking to her a lot, and I think it takes a lot. So when you're doing a type of interview, series of interviews you're going to have to do with her, again, I got my conjecture hat on now because I haven't had anything other than what I've seen in the media.
Sure.
You're having to not use a hammer. Mm-hmm. She's had a hammer against her head her entire life and been manipulated her entire life. And so you actually have to tread lightly to let her not be even more ashamed of the behavior that she was witness to her entire life, especially with her own daughter. And so in order to do that, you can't pile on. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to inspire her to want to share, because I guarantee you she knows more than they even think she knows. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to start charging her, she's just going to crawl up into a shell like she's done her entire life and go into survival mode and not talk. Mm-hmm. And I, at least that's my conjecture on this. So I think there will be charges against her. I think they're weighing her cooperation. They're weighing how much she can do to bring down a network. I think they're weighing a lot of these things, because I guarantee you this. I've been doing a lot of guarantee in this episode. I'm sorry. I believe that he will not be the only person she brings down in this network. Mm-hmm. I believe that in order to recollect, because remember, she's also probably going to be having blocked out a lot of memories. This is very traumatic things that she was witness to, that she allowed to happen in her presence. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to probably be a lot of blocking going on as well. And in order to break down those barriers for her to remember accurately, maybe other people that she allowed into her life and her daughter's life, other people that she was around even growing up. I mean, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I think when you have someone in her position that was an unwilling participant. I do think she was unwilling. No mother that, at least from what we see of her,
yes. I was going to say, it's this show. There's been a lot of bad moms.
No mother does this out of she thinks she's doing something righteous.
Yeah.
I think, and also they're dealing probably with a lot of psychologists involved with this as well. So they're taking their time, and they're being very, very careful with her, because she's going to be the key. She was going to be the key of this.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.